This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your official station to talk Yankees. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get it again. KM to 2 a.m. right back at it on The Fan. You heard? I told you we'd be right back. We'll do this again and again. And again and again, five times this week. Thanks for tuning in. I'm not going to bury the lead. You know, I was out last week, and I missed Jerry Seinfeld calling in. I never saw an episode of Seinfeld. I missed the Dave Sims news. I text Dave, and I kind of had an idea that Dave potentially could be the next guy for that job. What else I miss? I don't know. The Knicks beating the Nets, whatever. I picked the right week to go on vacation. Yesterday, we get the news that Daniel Jones is done. Benched. Tommy Cutlets is back. Cool. Today, we get the news that Joe Douglas is fired. Bum, bum, bum. But wait, there's more. Fresh off the presses, right? Because you heard everybody from BT and Sal, Evan and Tiki, react to the Joe Douglas news earlier. And I don't think anyone was surprised. I remember being on after he met the media, and they asked him about Rob Saleh being fired. And he looked like a dead man walking. He looked beaten down. He looked like there was nothing for him to say. Dude, you could just kind of tell the writing is on the wall. It actually happened today. The story that's out there right now that's, you know, fresh off the presses just a couple hours ago that I was like, yes, it's only been 2 hours. Diana Russini and my good friend Zach Rosenblatt, who you've heard on The Fan. I got to get Zach on. Maybe not tonight, but... You know, they've been on everything inside of One Jets Drive, Florham Park over there. And if you remember last year, they wrote the whole expose about what went on and, you know, kind of exposed the Jets. And the article that comes out tonight, when earlier there was a tweet from Diana Russini saying, you know, more on this Joe Douglas firing later. The title of this article is Jets owner Woody Johnson suggested benching Aaron Rodgers in September. wait a minute. Last night I was talking about the last 13 years of the Jets and trying to come up with a name for the curse of the Jets. And eventually I just was like, this is the Woody Johnson curse. Who else can we blame for all of this? There's been different GMs. Now Joe Douglas is fired after 5 years going 30-64. That's pretty bad. I think the actual worst record for a GM. With the Jets, and he missed on some picks. He hit on some picks. And when I saw that he got fired today, my initial reaction was, what does this do right now? What does this do in your bye week right now? Does this change your future for the rest of the year? Does this change, you know, the team? Does this make the team tackle better, catch better, run harder, score more points? No. It felt like Woody Johnson being like, get out of my face. You're dismissed. You weren't doing anything anyway. 888-808-1019. But, you know, with all the talk about John Mara, Saquon Barkley, that decision, the patience with Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, the mistake that they made, not picking up a rookie option for Daniel Jones, then going out there a couple years later and paying Daniel Jones, And now here we are, where we'll have more on the Giants as well later tonight about this whole decision with Daniel Jones and how that's going to affect the locker room and the players on the team. And obviously everyone knows why he's benched at this point because of the injury guarantee. But, you know, we spoke a lot yesterday about the Giants, 100 years of the Giants, John Mara. And John Mara is not a meddling owner. He's not. He's not. Even though the Giants are in his blood, this is a guy that, you know, inherited them, grew up literally just in the Giants culture, the best of days and now the worst of days. Like, this is a guy that could have came in there and said, Saquon Barkley, no matter what, we cannot let him go to the Eagles. And he didn't do that. We got to see that on the offseason Hard Knocks. Man, they should sign the Jets up right now for the next offseason Hard Knocks. Because I got to see who comes in to be the GM now. I got to see who he hires to be the head coach, who wants to come into this mess under this Woody Johnson curse. 888-808-1019. But you know what? I'm not mad at Woody Johnson. Woody Johnson, you're a bad man. Badder than Aaron Rodgers. Because you had the guts, you had the balls to go in and say we should bench Aaron Rodgers when, let's backtrack, September 29th, when the Jets, if you remember, lost that game to Sean Payton, who called out Nathaniel Hackett, who told all of us how terrible of a coach Nathaniel Hackett is. Oh, Nathaniel Hackett is safe because of Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he's not doing anything either. Joe Douglas is not doing anything either. Man, Rob Saleh, have a holly jolly Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving. Rob Saleh, Joe Douglas, go enjoy the time off. You're not the problem. It wasn't you. 888-808-1019. The Jets are an absolute mess, but I'm not mad at Woody Johnson because Woody Johnson had the guts to go in there and recognize after you lost 10-9 at home early in the season, a season where Woody Johnson said, this is the best team. This is the most talent. This is the best team I've had in years. Man, I remember people from my apartment building packing up to go to that Jets game. Someone offered me tickets to go to that Jets game September 29th, right? They were coming off of beating the Patriots on Thursday Night Football where everybody was poking out their chest. See? You know, that was when Rodgers pushed Rob Saleh. And the Patriots were a team that everybody was talking about not winning more than a game or two this year. But, you know, we bought into it because they competed against the 49ers and they beat the Titans and then they had back-to-back wins. And so they're 2-1 at home facing Sean Payton. They're about to get revenge, right? You know, they beat them out in Denver last year with Zach Wilson and they're going to get revenge because how dare you, Sean Payton, talk about Nathaniel Hackett? Well, they outcoached them. They won that game 10-9 in the rain. It was a miserable day. It was one of those days at MetLife that just looked like the day where you don't want to be there. And I'm sorry if you're listening and you were there, but you know what I'm talking about. Those gray, rainy days where you just have a bad feeling. You're just like, you're soggy, you're in a poncho. The camera on CBS is cutting to all the fans' faces, and they're just like, what is going on with this offense that couldn't score in the first quarter? That put up 6 in the second quarter, 0 in the third quarter, 3 in the fourth quarter. Right? Back then you had Greg Zuerlein kicking. And that's the only points you could get with Aaron Rodgers, who's this Hall of Fame quarterback. Aaron Rodgers, who's this mercenary. Aaron Rodgers, who's supposed to be this savior. Aaron Rodgers is the song that doesn't end. It just goes on and on, my friends. Some Jets fans started singing it, not knowing what it was, and they will keep on singing it forever just because. Well, that's over. It's over for Aaron Rodgers as well. There was a thought in my mind that, like, they couldn't force him out. He wants to play another year. He's not going to play another year here. Because this report comes out that Woody Johnson, who's like, okay, you're going on Pat McAfee. Okay, you're doing all these other things like ayahuasca, going to Egypt. I don't know. Potentially going to run for vice president, which we all knew was nonsense. But like you're bringing all this nonsense into the building and you're the one that said we shouldn't have all of this going on. This is my team. I own this team. I wanted to bring you in. And the first year, you were done in fourth place. It is what it is. But you know what? I just got out from under watching Zach Wilson play quarterback. I'm not going to watch you go out there at 40 years old and be a shell of yourself. 888-808-1019. I just took Tyrod Taylor from the Giants. I just paid him $30 million to be over here. We should go to him to try to save our season. If you can't put up but 9 points, 3 field goals, Aaron Rodgers. And you knew, we all knew, we wasted so much time on this radio station. We waste so much time online talking about what Aaron Rodgers was going to be. I mean, if you listen to people, you would think the Jets were going to be back-to-back Super Bowl champs last year and this year. It was preposterous. He wasn't even that good in Green Bay. They wanted him gone for a reason. He could sell you on all these Jedi mind tricks. He's drinking cayenne pepper and water. He's got all these, I don't know, dolphin sounds to help him rehab. And, oh yeah, give me your timelines and you watch. I'm coming back to save the season. No, we're watching Tim Boyle on Black Friday. 888-808-101. They're signing Trevor Siemian. It is a mess. What a disaster. And Aaron Rodgers is cooked. His timing is not there. He's not the same player he used to be. And you knew, coming off an Achilles injury at 40, December 2nd, he will turn 41. You knew that the chances of Aaron Rodgers actually being the guy were lessened. It's a year away from football. Coming back from an Achilles injury at that age, like, he's not Tom Brady. And he doesn't have the coaching or talent around him that Tom Brady had going to be the savior of the Buccaneers. So, Woody Johnson, I'm not mad at you. And let's go back to the article here. Because they talked Woody out of it. The day after the Jets lost to the Denver Broncos, yada, yada, yada. There was a room with Woody, Joe Douglas, Vice Chairman Christopher Johnson, Team President Jaime Elhai, and Ira Axelrod. Sorry if I mispronounced their names. There was a group of their coaches. Rob Saleh was still there, of course. Nathaniel Hackett, current head coach Jeff Ulbrich, special teams coordinator Brant Boyer. They all were brought in to explain what the hell went wrong. That's embarrassing. We're at home. We're raising ticket prices. We just told our fans, right, we're 2-1. We're just coming off of a win on Thursday Night Football on national TV. We're ready to ride. We're facing Sean Payton, who called Nathaniel Hackett out, who Aaron Rodgers went out and spoke out against. How do you lose to a rookie quarterback in Bo Nix? The coaches couldn't explain that. Obviously, a loss is a loss. This is the NFL. But at that point, Woody wanted to stop the bleeding because this is a talented team.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Team, they can't have back-to-back disappointing years. Tyrod Taylor is a capable quarterback, a veteran quarterback, that probably has his fastball a little bit more than Aaron Rodgers at this point. But nope, they leaned, the coaches and Douglas, on the fact that Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, most of these guys in the locker room grew up watching Aaron Rodgers be Aaron Rodgers and living in the past of him being an MVP and a Super Bowl champion and yada, yada, yada. And they didn't want to embarrass Aaron Rodgers by benching him. They didn't want to bench the future Hall of Famer. It's funny, last night we were talking about the curse of Eli Manning. And I had a caller call up and say that they didn't bench Eli Manning. Eli benched himself. No, he didn't. That decision is made to break his streak, whatever it is. Like, you call it whatever you want to call it. It's a benching. When the number two quarterback is starting a game over the number one quarterback, who is a Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion, whatever, it's a benching. So, yeah, the idea sounded so absurd that one of the coaches asked the owner, was he serious? I would have said, I'm dead ass serious. 888-808-1019. The ship is sinking. And Woody Johnson has been on all of these sinking Jets ships. We got to plug the holes. We got to do something. Aaron Rodgers is not Aaron Rodgers anymore. Are you not seeing this? Are you not seeing this? So they said they calmed Woody Johnson down, and that set the tone for what happened a week later on October 8th. Johnson made the decision to fire Rob Saleh. You know, after they go to London, Woody, are you going back to London, bro? Is this part of this? Are you going back to London? And is this going to be passed off to your brother Chris? Anyway, they calmed him down, but you can't calm someone down that watches you go out there and lose and gets embarrassed again. Now it's like, okay, you know what? You guys made the decision to not bench him. You went against my wishes as the owner. You're gone. Get out of my face. And I don't know, 6 weeks later, Joe Douglas, you're gone as well. The Jets, the J-E-T-S, just end the season. It is ridiculous, but it's expected. Paulie, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is not surprising, unfortunately. And listen, this is this Jets organization, they have so many issues. And it goes from Woody to the coaches.
Davante Adams is here now. Hassan Reddick, he begged Hassan Reddick to drive up the turnpike to get here. And that whole thing with Douglas as well.
Right. And let me make this clear that Woody absolutely doesn't do himself any favors and doesn't do his team any favors. But the reason this Jets team is 3-8 is because the play on the field has sucked. Aaron Rodgers has been awful. Breesfall has been awful. The defense is incredibly overrated. Garrett Wilson has not been good. Davante Adams has not been good. Hassan
not
Reddick
good
just
not
got
consistent
here.
Consistent enough. And the play calling isn't good enough, in my opinion.
I don't care, from Hackett to Downing. The players on this team have failed miserably this season. And yes, it is on Woody. And yes, it's on Joe Douglas. Robert Saleh clearly was not the problem, even though he wasn't that good. But he was not the problem. The Jets organization is a total dumpster fire. But the organization also includes the players on the field who cannot get anything right.
The most talent we've ever seen on a Jets roster. Top 10 roster in the NFL going into this
season. Woody, and that's obviously a direct quote from Woody, who I guess wants, and I think you mentioned this, he wants to be like, I put this together. I want this to succeed. If Aaron Rodgers continues to do nothing after four or five games, let's get Tyrod Taylor. I want to salvage the season. That has to be what he's thinking. He's a lunatic. He's an absolute old lunatic.
Yeah, a lot of people are calling into question how much he knows about ball.
It never ends. It never ends. When you first got here 4 years ago, I told you Mets fans had this thinking the other shoe is always going to drop, and it changed because ownership changed, right? And it took a while to get there, but it took 4 or 5 years, but the ownership changed, and look what happened, right? I don't know if that would happen with the Jets. I don't know if Clark Hunt would buy the Jets tomorrow if by next year the Jets are going to be the new Chiefs. So I don't know that. But the players on this team have sucked this year. And I'm sorry, that's just the truth.
I'm just thinking of fans showing up. There's going to be $5 tickets available the rest of the season. Your duty as a Jets fan, if you're a season ticket holder or you want to just go there to get drunk and watch football, you got to show up and chant, fire Woody, sell the team.
They had people in the brown paper bags.
I don't even know where you get brown paper bags anymore.
Coat tight
I got to bring my bags to the grocery store. Where are you guys getting these brown paper bags?
It was Rich Coat Tight all over again. The team's got Aaron Rodgers. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Fireman Ed, lead the charge. Sell the team. Fire Woody. Because, like, literally, it is a curse. I mean, you go get Tyron Smith, Hassan Reddick, Davante Adams, Aaron Rodgers is on his team. You hit on these draft picks. Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner, Breece Hall, Jermaine Johnson, Quinnen Williams. It doesn't matter.
Let's calm down on Ahmad Gardner for a second. He doesn't get Sauce anymore.
Yo, mark my words.
Let's calm down on that.
If Sauce leaves and goes elsewhere, he's going to go back to being a lockdown corner. Lions fans want him to come back to Detroit. Like, it's a bad look. It's a bad year for Sauce. I know I had a stat in my notes yesterday, if I go back to it, and it's a damning stat, because when you think about, like, cornerbacks and interceptions and what they get paid for, taking the ball away, turnovers, like, this guy does not pick the ball off enough. But I've seen him be too good. I think everything is getting to him. The social media this year has gotten to him. The team not winning has gotten to him. This is a guy that didn't give up a touchdown in college. Like, he is one of the better corners in the league. But, man, there's something about the Jets. No one can succeed.
He can't handle the pressure right now.
It is a lot.
And let me make, I think, and I just thought of this now, there's one person who can save this franchise. There's one.
Woody Johnson.
No. Steve Cohen. He's got to buy the Jets. He's got to buy the Jets. Get Steve Cohen.
And he's got to buy Juan Soto. We're just spending Steve Cohen's money.
Get Steve Cohen on the line. So get Steve Cohen to buy the Jets. That's the only way to get that the Jets fans are going to be happy with.
And make the Jets a new stadium out there in Queens.
He's going to build the own. He's gonna, he will
There's
take care
be
of
a
everything.
Casino. I'd be over there for sure. It'd be a casino. You got in the fall. You got the casino. You got the Mets games. You got the Jets games. Isn't the soccer team going to play over there?
You know what? Let him buy the Nets too. He'll have all the Ets. The Jets, the Mets, the Nets. Give him all the Ets.
Oh man. Ahmad Gardner has gone 35 straight games without an interception. 375 different NFL players have intercepted a pass since Sauce had his last pick. We've seen him drop a couple. I can think of at least three that have hit his hands that would have changed the game that he's dropped. But, yeah, so much talent on the team. It's insane. Lack of coaching, though. Just haven't had enough strategy. They're outcoached all the time. And it's tough. How do they go on? They should have beat the Colts, but it's like you almost knew they were going to find a way to lose. Only the Jets can out-Jets the Jets. It's just the same, oh, Jets. And it's like you got to just laugh through the pain. Oh, the pain, like Beningo says. What a disaster. And I don't see how it gets better. You got to blow this all up, but the rest of the season, like this is going to be terrible. Like, how do these guys go out there, put on those green helmets, and push forward and fight? They got to have, I guess, their own self-pride. But, man, the walls are closing in. It's going to be so loud. It's so awkward. One Jets drive, I got to get back to watching that on YouTube. Like, what do those people do now that work for the Jets? I got to make their, like, behind-the-scenes content. Yikes. All right, there's my open. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll start with the Jets. Of course, we're going to get into Juan Soto. More information and details have come out of his meeting with the Yankees when I was on last night. I'm like, what, nothing came out of Boris's underground lair? Like, they just quietly met? Like, no, there's some more information. Bob Clappish wrote about it. Heyman wrote about it. And, you know, I've got this curse thing in my head, and I just keep thinking about Juan Soto, and I'm like, 14, 15 years of Juan Soto, is that going to be enough to break the drought that the Mets are in, the curse that the Mets have? Right? We're going up on 10 years since the Mets went to the World Series, and 40 years since the Mets won it. Juan Soto was able to help the Yankees end their drought this year. The trade for Juan Soto was effective. Like, he literally had the swing that sent the Yankees to the World Series. Thanks, Juan. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the Dodgers. Chris Taylor talking about the Yankees pissing down their legs and how they all knew. And ha, 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 every podcast they get on, they want to talk about how they all knew in that fifth inning it was going to crumble. But Dave Roberts didn't say that. So, yeah, we'll go there. We'll also talk about Daniel Jones still. There is going to be an effect. That's why I said yesterday, the takes on Tommy DeVito, hey, Tommy's back. That's all good until Sunday. Let's see how he looks. Let's see how this team looks. There's still a lot to be seen, and misery loves company. It just seems crazy how the Jets and the Giants are terrible at the same time, all the time. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. KM to 2 a.m. returns right after this.